Joined in studio by the very talented Bryce Egan. I know it's probably been like a roller coaster ride of, you know, a week, a month. The album just came out today. You got a big release party happening at the Granite Club tomorrow.
Yep.
No foreplay. Let's just get right into this, man. Let's talk Foundations.
Oh, yeah. The past couple of months have been just complete stress trying to get this done properly. But now that it's out, I'm just feeling a lot more relaxed. Now that like I'm knowing this, that people are listening to it. And I'm more nervous than anything. So I'm staying grounded because I still feel like I don't know if people are going to like this. So, yeah.
And how long? Like, this has been in the works for a while, right? Like, this stuff doesn't happen overnight.
So I started writing about... I wrote actually one song before I even moved away, and then the other ones all fell one after the other. But it was probably like a good 8-month process where like a lot of it was writing, and then me and my friend Dylan, he helped me out a lot with this. Me and him got together and we would kind of like go together and figure out what parts go where and figuring out for recording it. And then recording took about a month. We did it all in one, like a 10-hour session, but like Wow. Just in between, because we did two sessions. We did one for just Too High, and I was like, I loved it, so let's do all one 10-hour session. We got all the other four songs done, and then after that, we were just, me and him had just been mixing, and sent it out for mastering, and then after that, it was just been kind of like trying to get to deadlines.
It was pretty intense. At least you did it with somebody that you could tolerate, though. You know what I mean? It makes the process so much easier. Yeah. Foundation, is that like a foundation for cool guys that play sweet tunes, or like, where's that name come from?
So the reason why I named it that is because like these are like the first like 5 songs that I've ever written myself. Like I've written like a little bit now, like here and there, but like these are the first 5 songs that I've written for myself. Looking back and I'm like, well, what do these 5 songs all have in common? Like, well, these are the first songs that I'm writing. Like I know that this is like my starting ground. This is where I'm like my foundations really. Like,
okay,
so
yeah.
Kind of this is just my way of saying, these are my first 5 songs. If you like it, this is the base level of what I'm going for, of my style.
Okay.
This is the foundation of it.
While we're on names, super cliche question, but your name is a little bit more unique than most names because it has a colon. So where does that come from?
One of the main reasons is like, I realized, I'm like, should I go under my name, Bryce? I'm like, you know what? To be honest, like my last name is really hard. Like 90% of people can't pronounce it or spell it properly.
No cool bands are going with their own name.
No, but let's
be honest.
Because like the amount of people that say like, oh, Bryce Seguin, Bryce Seguin, stuff like that. So imagine people trying to look me up. I was like, that's going to be impossible. So I wanted to go with a band name and I wanted something to kind of like separate it from myself. So, you know, let's go with the band name. And we came up with Collide. And for the colon, it was actually Dylan's idea. He came up with it. He's like, how about we put that instead of the I? And I was like, that's actually a good idea because it kind of represents like the whole reason, the whole name Collide is kind of like my way of trying to combine acoustic music with kind of electronic sound in the way that I can try to combine them together or collide them together. So that's what Collide's all about, is trying to connect acoustic music with electronic. And that's what the colon kind of represents, where those two different types of music, trying to combine them together.
You know, your sister, Cassidy, and your dad, Dan, these are people that you credit with some of your success, so talk about them.
My dad has been playing in a band for God knows how long, ever since he picked up drumsticks. So I was always around music with him, and then on my mom's side, too, we had, like, a really musical family, so I was always surrounded by it.
Yeah.
And then with my sister, she's the one that kind of gave me that push. Like, she wanted to start playing, and she's like, I need someone to do backup vocals for me. Like, you can sing it, right? And I started tampering with it. I was like, yeah, you know what, I think you can do this. So me and her started getting together, and that's what really made me want to play more and get into it more. And it was really because of her that like pushed me into singing. And actually my sister, for one of the songs in the album called Can't Help It, I sent it to her. I'm like, what do you think of that? She's like, it's really good, but you know, the ending, you can probably get rid of that. So I did. So it's good. I get a lot of good inputs from them.
And you said you have some attachment to some of the songs on this album. Like, what was like your baby?
A lot of people think it's Too High because that's like the first one I released.
That was the first one out of the game,
but
yeah.
To be honest, the first song on the album, Introduction, Morning After, that's the first song I wrote. I was just in my room one day just screwing around, and I came up with this progression. I'm like, I think I could write something to that. And I just got more and more into it, and I realized, like, hey, you know what? Once I was done with it, I'm like, writing songs is actually really fun. I think I want to actually start doing this. So it was because of that song that made me, that kind of like really accelerated the process and made me want to do it even more.
So if you were to turn one of these songs into like A Broadway play. Would that be the song that you choose?
I would say that one too, because the whole idea of that song is me trying to just go from, all right, I started from here as a kid, and then this is how my journey into where I am now.
Ooh.
So the lyrics, I find it really captured exactly what I was going for. So I really like that.
It's a good coming of age.
And rapping, so I got to do my little rap piece in there. I got that out of the way. So
you got a big show coming up tomorrow night. We talked about this a little bit. The Granite Club, what are we in for? Like, should people bring extra pants or what?
you know, that's optional, but if you want, go ahead.
Always
but,
bring extra pants.
So pretty much doors open at 7:30. The show starts at 8. Just playing all my songs. And unfortunately, I only have 5 songs. So
by the time you're like once through, everyone's going to have a couple drinks in them anyway. So
yeah, exactly.
You can just start playing the same songs.
So yeah, I'm going to maybe I'll do a vote at the show and see what people want. But I'm planning on doing some covers as well. And then after like an hour and a half, I brought a bit of merch up and I'm just going to, stick around obviously afterwards and hang around with people.
We wish you all the best. New album Foundations is out now. You can check it out. Apple Music. I think it's on Spotify.
Yeah, it's on Spotify.
iTunes,
literally any,
pretty much anywhere you can stream music. Mm-hmm. And go to your website as well, collideband.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You got swag and all that stuff. And
yeah, working on it.
Just kicking ass. Yeah. Okay, so I'll let you introduce it. We're going to play Introduction. Because that's your baby.
Let's do
that's it. That's the Broadway show. So tee it up.
All right, let's do this. I'm nervous. All right, so hi, I'm Bryce from Collide. And here's one of my new songs from my new album, Foundations, called Introduction on 101.9 Rock.
And headphones in the den, to messing around with some gear that I bought from my best friend, and every other little single memory buried in my mind. I still recall the times well wasted hanging out in the basement, beating up snares and being violent to surgeons and savings. I found this outlet inside of me and I nurtured it silently, playing for chords, staying up till 3 in the morning recording. I'm making beats in my feet and I'm still adjusting the levels, taking my time on this project cause I'm not willing to settle. I have this vision of something for real, something honest. I got it tied in a knot made out of ink as a promise. My debut production, and it seems only fitting that I'm calling this my introduction.